Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir for Women, Shir number 40. It's brought down that the Maggid of Mizrich once said that we should learn three things from a child or from a little infant and emulate that infant. Number one, an infant is always happy. Number two, when it wants something, it cries. In other words, when we pray to God, our prayers should move us to tears. And our infant is never idle. The corollary to these is that an infant is always curious, is always exploring the world, always learning something new. And they become wiser every day because they gain some new knowledge and experience every day. So that for them, the world is an exciting place. But for many of us adults, the excitement about the world has waned. We've been worn down by it. And we're satisfied with what we know. And we make little effort to acquire new knowledge or to grow. And as we carve a niche into ourselves in the world and in that small circle, whatever we know that allows us to function, and that's good enough for us. But what about the vast world around us? And so many great events and personalities of the past and being curious of that. One of the reasons an infant is generally happy is because they're never idle and because they're learning something new. And the excitement about the world brings a simcha. Excitement about oneself and new opportunities of how to grow and learn brings simcha. And if we emulate even an infant, much of our anxieties and our depressions would go away or be diminished significantly. So to start off each day by saying, I will learn something new today. And at night, by Kriya Shema L'Amita or in the evening, what did I do? What did I do today? And that holds the key to actual happiness. You see, a life needs to be planned. And Baruch Hashem, these days overall, the lifespan is longer, al pi teva. And the work weeks are generally shorter by a lot of people that are off Sundays and they have some free time. A lot of people reach the age of retirement earlier. So usually these things should create an atmosphere of simcha, of happiness. We don't have to wash our laundry by hand and then hang it up on strings outside, hanging it up and make sure the wind doesn't blow it down and so on. We just have a washing machine and finished dryer. Like someone once said, we live in the age of tranquilizers, but we lack tranquility. We want to live long, but we're afraid of old age. We yearn for retirement, but we're terrified of that emptiness. What am I going to do then? And the idea is that, like it says in the famous, I think it's brought down in Sefer HaChaim, man worries about the draining of his money, but not the draining of his days. Adam doyeg al ibud damav, alay al ibud yamav. I think it's even a nice song. So that idea of the plan now, no matter what age you are, give yourself to others. No matter what your age is, and that should be your plan. Enrich their lives. Enrich your own lives by being concerned about their welfare. Be more than just your brother or sister's keeper. Be your sister's sister. Be active in organization work. Join groups. Whether in shul or in hospital or in a day school or wherever it is, divide your working day or whatever you do. So part of it is self-enrichment and to work on our own improvement, share our own responsibility in humanity, be nice about oil, to feel other people's pain and try to be in their shoes and try to help them. At the very least, try to daven for them. So this idea, it's brought down. This is a famous story with the Balatanya. He was a prisoner in St. Petersburg at the time. And the minister, the police came to cross-examine him. And he went to the Balatanya and he was wrapped in his own thoughts. The minister knew that he was dealing with a man that was very spiritual. And the minister himself was a wise, knowledgeable person. And he knew Chumash. He knew the Bible. And he asked about Tanya this question. He says, I have a question I have on the Bible in the beginning. If you could answer me, he says, explain to me that when after Adam sinned and he hid, and Hashem said, Ayeka, where are you? What is it? What does Hashem mean? How are, where are you? Doesn't Hashem know everything? So he certainly knew where Avram, where Adam Rishon was. Now Rashi over there says that he said that in order not to intimidate him, to not to scare him. So he approached it that way. That's what Rashi says. But the Baal Tanya answered the officer and said like this. He says, do you believe that when the Torah is eternal and the message is for every generation? And the minister says, yes, I do believe that. So the Baal Tanya says, good. So the meaning of this is as follows. Ayeka, where are you? That in every age Hashem calls to every man and every woman and asks them, where are you? Where are you in the world? Every person, every woman has a fixed number of days, of years, and needs to make the best use of them to be good. So you think to yourself, and you reflect to yourself, Ayeka, where are you in this world? How many years have gone by, and what you have done with them? And by the way, not to be upset if it was you feel it was misused, because tshuva reverses everything, even transforms everything. And then going forward, you make precious every day. So that's the idea. True life is longer now, and the work week shorter, and the age of retirement earlier, but don't allow us to just go through the motions. Allow us to follow through and do everything we can to make the most of the world. You know, people sometimes get drained. You know, what life is it? Some people get up every morning, they punch a clock and work, they return on a train, they, you know, they do their regular thing and they have a pessimistic view in life and the complaints, the weather is bad and health needs improvement and the world's going to pieces and it's a rough deal and the children are inconsiderate, and we all tend to do this to drench ourselves in a certain self-pity. And the truth is there's no denying there is pain in this world. There's obstacles, there's pitfalls, there's difficult things in life. Can't deny that. We're never free of troubles. We all have different tsaras. All of us have and have experienced ourselves or close people close to us, difficult people, loved ones who get ill, businesses that are not always successful, frustrations, hurts, relationships, and so on and so forth. So there is sorrow and pain in the world. We're not denying that. It's impossible to deny that. And it can't be avoided. But we need to learn how to focus on the positive, not in a naive way, but transforms that way the sorrowful moments into joyful moments, or transform it and learn the lessons and move forward. Neurotics enjoy their suffering. Normal people do not. And we need to overcome those feelings of intense sorrow and work through them. So the way to look at this is that a person cannot find life worth living. They have to make it worth living and work at it slowly and daven for it and to do everything you can to accomplish that. So that is one important insight, that it's an idea that people also, it's important about Minhagim. He talks about something else, that people are so makbid with Minhagim, which is a nice thing to do, or even a very important thing to do. But we have to look at the basic laws of the Torah first. Not speaking Lashon Hara, not to be untruthful, and really have our priorities straight. Another concept is part of living full life is to know wisdom and discipline, to understand. And Mishlei talks about it. Look at the beginning of Mishlei. But the idea is to know and understand. We need knowledge. Some people offer advice to others when they're ignorant of facts. And just because a particular medication was effective for you doesn't mean it will be effective for your neighbor, or may even be harmful for your neighbor. So the first thing is we need to have knowledge and understanding. and facts are not enough, then you need an overall understanding before you give advice. You have to really, what I learned to do is, in Hashkivenu, it says, V'sakneinu be'etza tayva mulfanecha. And you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you. Help you, first of all, be careful and make sure never to give wrong advice to people, and ask Hashem for shmira for that, to make sure that you don't do that ever. And if you don't know something, just be honest and say, I don't know, or I'm just saying this as a suggestion, but you really have to research it elsewhere as well. And when you do give advice, V'sakneinu be'etza tayva mulfanecha, you ask Hashem, put in me the wisdom to give it the right way. The idea is also in being mekabel advice. One needs to be ready to learn and to accept information from people. And you need to accept information from everyone, even people who you think are inferior to you in knowledge. Ezu chacham haloymed mikol adam. And you learn from everybody, and you get as much information as possible, and then you daven, and only then are you capable of giving proper advice. But when you're capable of giving that, it's a tremendous chesed that you could do for people. Especially you women have a natural being in Yisera. You can't just rely on that and not work on yourselves. That's a very important thing. You have God-given depth and deep wisdom, a certain sense, a certain hergish, a certain emotion that men are not capable of feeling or knowing, and you women do have it. But with having it alone is not enough. It could remain dormant. It needs to be accessed, and it needs to be channeled, and it needs to be a vessel. You need to be the vessel to work on the kalim. It's like when you have water in a cup. You want to make sure the cup is clean. Then you have a clean cup of water. So you work through your own things, and then the access to Yabini Yisera will come forth in a very clean and wise way. Then you're able to give good advice, and then you're able to have tremendous insights. So the idea being, all this is a positive thing. You all have lives to live. You can learn every day new things. You can learn to change. And you can learn to be excited about opportunities to grow, no matter what happened in the past, and to access your potentials the greatest possible way, to always ask yourself, Ayeka, where are you? What is your role in life? And make the most of it, and Davin Ta'Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you make the most of it. Bracha v'atzlacha.